From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The countdown begins for Jamaica's 18th December elections, but the opposition cries foul at an early date. A British parliamentary committee reports on the volcano crisis in Montserrat. We put some of its criticisms to the island's chief minister. And former Antiguan leader Veerbird Sr. speaks up in defence of his son. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Questions continue to be asked in Jamaica about why the Prime Minister called general elections for December 18th before he had a certified voters list. The head of the CAFE organization group, Dr. Alfred Sangster, told Caribbean Report last night that PJ Patterson's reputation for keeping his word is at stake.
A lot of citizens are going to be listening and their ears are pricking up to what promises are made and whether those promises are going to be kept. And I think that, you know, integrity is at stake, and principled positions are very much at stake in this whole issue.
Prime Minister Patterson made his promise of an election announcement only when he had the list at a rally earlier this year.
I am waiting until I receive a certificate from the Electoral Advisory Commission that the new list is ready and in place. I do not want to deprive thousands and thousands and thousands of young Jamaicans the opportunity to decide on the government that will take them into the 21st century. I learned from Norman Manley that when a leader gives his word, that is sacred.
Prime Minister Patterson speaking earlier this year. So did he break his word in calling an election before he had a certified list? This was the Jamaican leader speaking earlier today.
I never said that I must have in my possession this certified voters list. I said I must have in place an indication from the Director of Elections and the EAC that the certified voters list will be in place before the elections are held. And I do have that certification that the final voters list, clean and complete, will be ready as of Saturday, the 29th of November.
PJ Patterson. Well, as Carol Orr now reports from Kingston, there's been mixed reading of the situation from the Carter Centre and the opposition parties.
Contrary to sentiments expressed by the two major opposition parties, Dr. Robert Pastor, head of the Caribbean and Latin American program at the Carter Centre, expressed confidence in Jamaica's preparations for the general election. While it's clear identity cards cannot be ready in time for the December 18th polls, nor will electronic fingerprint cross-matching feature during election day precautions. Dr. Pastor says he is still convinced the integrity of the election will not be compromised.
Here, I think there are adequate safeguards still built into the system. The first is that there will be a black book, which includes all of the demographic data plus photos for each of the polling divisions. This is much more than exists in any other place that we've ever monitored before. Much more than exists, for example, in the United States.
However, campaign coordinator of the opposition National Democratic Movement, D.K. Duncan, says Dr. Pastor's confidence is misplaced. Nothing, he says, has convinced him that a clean voters list is now ready.
I sympathize with his acceptance of Mr. Walker's and Mr. Chensey's proposal that a clean list is going to be the cleanest list ever. But I do not agree with him, since neither Dr. Pastor nor myself, nor Mr. Walker or Mr. Chensey have seen a finalist to know if that list is clean.
Both the Director of Elections, Daniel Walker, and the Chairman of the Electoral Advisory Committee, William Chensey, were unavailable today. The response from their spokespeople is that they reserve comment. The deadline for the three parties to produce their corrections to the preliminary voters list is midnight tonight.
Carol Orr in Kingston. The British All Party Committee looking into the UK's handling of the volcano crisis in Montserrat says it's time to have only one British ministry in charge. This is one of the major recommendations from the International Development Committee at the end of 4 months of work. The report was published today in London. Chairman Bowen Wells outlined the streamlining his committee is suggesting.
We are recommending that, in fact, the dependent territories budget does not come under the Department of International Development, or if it does, that the Department of International Development is given full political as well as developmental responsibility for the dependent territories. But it must come under one Secretary of State and one Department of State and not a multiplicity of departments. And indeed, we recommend also that on Montserrat, that the overlapping responsibilities of the governor, the government of Montserrat, the Department of International Development and the Foreign Office be consolidated into one line of responsibility with clearly delineated responsibilities for each.
Bowen Wells. Well, Montserrat's Chief Minister David Brandt says he's happy.